This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil to charge in Miami, clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're just despicable.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the... Hey, look at... As far as I'm concerned, this is an hour of sanity for you. And all the crazy stuff that's going on out there in the real world, all right, I'm going to give you real information about what's going on around you. You can do what you want with it. You can throw it away. You can use it for toilet paper. You can say, oh, all right, Joe, that's just garbage. That's not real. Or you can do something about it. You can get involved. Get involved with your kids' school. Get involved. I mean, just simply get involved. There's a lot of stuff that's happening in kids' schools that I find it amazing sometimes. I get emails from you. Did you know this was going on? Did you know that was going on? It's like, yeah, I kind of, at least, if I didn't do anything else, I at least peruse the, if I didn't do this as a job, I'd at least peruse the news every day. I want a clue. I want to know what's going on. I want to know what my kids are up against. Especially in school. I want to know what they're up against. I want to know what the teachers are telling them. I want to know, you know, look at, even before I got heavily involved in this stuff, I used to ask my kids when they came home from school, what are you learning? What did you talk about today? You know, social studies, math, whatever. I want to know what was up. Right? You can do the same thing. It doesn't take a whole bunch. It doesn't take a whole bunch of effort just to simply say, hey, what went on in school today? Did you have fun? What'd you learn in class? Come on, share with me what you learned in class. You don't stand over them and browbeat them. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head over to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll, buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all the stuff you were taught to be afraid of, and you don't have to. Really, there's no reason to be. They put these labels out there to scare you. Right? I mean, look at... If the Dems actually had some substance to run on, you'd hear about it. You'd stop hearing about all this Russia stuff, and you'd hear about more about what they were going to do. And I'm not talking about the pizza mantra either. Some of you guys know what I'm talking about. You'd actually hear about what they had going on. And I don't even know where to go with this. Because the more I see what they yell about, what they're upset with us about, what they believe we could or couldn't be doing as Republicans. It's just amazing. If you're in Denmark, you may want to partake of some new programs they have in place to really help you. You know what? The terrorists really, they really just need to be loved. They need to be understood. We need to reach out to them. At least that's a... Listen, I can't stand it. At least that's what they think in Denmark. Seriously, I get the biggest kick out of this. Because they really believe that, you know, hugs and kisses fixes everything. And it doesn't. So the police in Denmark have set up a controversial new program to stop the spread of radicalization. They're hoping it affects the terror attacks. Because we all know that if a terrorist would just, if mommy would have just hugged him one or two more times, right, there wouldn't be any problems. So in Aarhus, Denmark's second largest city, authorities are using a method referred to by some as the hug a terrorist method or hug a jihadi. This, they hope, will help de-radicalize. And they're serious. They're not joking. So they hope this will de-radicalize the homegrown terrorists, or the homegrown jihadis, if you would. They're trying to change the minds of potential Islamic extremists by supporting them and offering them kindness, that rather than treating them as, you know, outcasts and or criminals. Because, God forbid, we should call a terrorist an outcast or a criminal. It might upset them. Shh. Don't say anything. And don't tell them that's what I'm thinking, too, because you might get me in trouble as well. You understand? Anyway, I'm Joe, senior host. Listen to Real Time on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do so much appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Hey, the Michigan School District has put out a dress code and or a do's and don'ts of what you should or shouldn't do on campus, or what you can and can't do on campus. But parents who happen to be awake and have two brain cells rubbed together really are up in arms about this. Why, you say? Because the Detroit Area School District sent a packet to parents that lists the U.S. flag among the items that are banned. You heard me, banned. The U.S. flag banned by the school dress code. Now, students stress should not interfere with the learning environment, says the Roosevelt Community School official. The following are prohibited. The items include the typical slippers and saggy pants and spaghetti straps and bare midriff tops, but between hats and or headgear and low-cut shirts, the U.S. flag is one of those. Listen, now, is that a shirt that looks like a U.S. flag? Is that a coat that looks like a U.S. flag or has U.S. flag colors? Come on, think about it. I mean, don't you think that when you see the U.S. flag, don't you think about how bad, how nasty, how much violence that incites, right? Isn't that the feeling you get every time you see him? That would be me. This is just nuts. So when they sent back to school packs, this was in there, big bold letters. One parent, I can't repeat what they said, Roosevelt, you are a blankety-blank-blank disgrace for banning the U.S. flag T-shirts. The superintendent should be fired, said one parent. In the United States of America, how dare you ban our flag? Let's ban the superintendent. I like these people already. Here's the deal. It's one thing when you're using it to provoke an argument, to provoke a fight. We've seen that happen on school campuses. It's another thing if you truly love your country and you're a patriotic guy and you want to wear a flag T-shirt. And I know some of you veterans don't like that, but I want to encourage the kids to be positive about the country, to love their country. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Ray Comfort joins me in a few minutes. Don't go far. Get a lot more coming up after the break. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material, material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Frank Unlimited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Frank Unlimited, a name you can trust.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Welcome back.
This is just a fad.
To the real side.
Well, fad or not, it's here to stay.
With Joe Messina.
And it's killing your show in the ratings.
This is The Real Side.
We are back. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air and the chat room. I'm texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. You know, Ray Comfort joins me. He's been on the show before. We're going to discuss his new movie, Exit, The Appeal of Suicide. Ray's the founder and CEO of Living Waters and the best-selling author of more than 80 books, including Hell's Best Kept Secret, Scientific Facts in the Bible, and The Evidence Bible. He co-hosts with actor Kirk Cameron the award-winning television program The Way of the Master. It's seen in over 200 countries. He's also the executive producer on the movies Audacity, 180, Evolution versus God, and so many others. Ray, thanks for being with me. This is heartbreaking. We're not talking about it. We're making excuses for our young people instead of actually helping them with the truth that they need to push through. First of all, thank you for doing what you do. I mean, seriously, for doing the movies you do and shedding light on these issues. I really appreciate it.
Well, the whole suicide issue's got the excitement of a skunk with halitosis. I mean, it's just a horrible, horrible issue to deal with. And we're trying to get people to watch a movie called Exit on suicide, but it's a very, very positive movie, especially the end. Something happens that'll make you cry for a really good reason. And so we're encouraging people to watch it and to use it. Our YouTube channel has had over 46 million views. So this is a way to reach the world legitimately, because people get to hear the gospel like a fly on the wall. They haven't got a sweaty, loose-tied preacher pointing a finger at them and making them feel uncomfortable. They can listen to other people hear the gospel and not feel intimidated. And it's a fascinating way to take the message out, and that's what we've done with Exit.
Well, I watch you do these interviews on the street. I've been paying attention to you for years, and I love the way you approach it. A very simple, a very logical way of asking questions, getting people to think about things they never really take the time to think about. And you know, I come across what I jokingly refer to as the Bible thumpers who are going, you know, they're screaming at you that you're going to hell. You don't start off that way. You start off asking very reasonable, simple questions that people don't normally think about. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's called the Socratic method, apparently, someone told me years ago, where Socrates would ask his students questions rather than tell them. He'd just ask them questions. So I ask questions to people they normally don't get asked, like, do you ever think about dying? And people say, yeah. And say, you're afraid of dying. And they, you know, it's a litmus test for the pride of the human heart. If you say to someone, are you afraid of dying? And they say, no, when you're dead, your number's up. You know they've got a proud heart, because everybody's afraid of dying. And so often people say, yeah, I really am scared. I think about it all the time. And so that's what people, and that's fascinating to hear people talk about subjects not normally talked about. There's a huge elephant in the room that's going to stomp on all of us. We're not talking about it, and it's great when someone opens up and talks about it. So that's what our movies are about.
I agree with you. So why this movie? Why about suicide now?
Well, about maybe a year ago, I saw a country and western singer on television talking about the fact that she had chronic depression, and the doctors had given her drugs, and the drugs didn't really help her. They debilitated her. It was like a straitjacket and a pill. Her hands were shaking, her face was contorted, and my heart broke. You know, for a guy whose face goes contorted, yeah. But for a woman, it's just humiliating, and I went and I began to study the whole subject of chronic depression, and found out that the bigwigs, Mayo Clinic and others, haven't got a clue what causes depression, and so they can't address the issue.
Oh my God.
You know, they don't know what causes depression, and they say, called World Health Organization, 150 million people are depressed. I guess they must follow American politics.
Yeah, probably. You know, they don't know what causes depression. It's amazing to me with all the new science we have, all the gadgets. When you go into the doctor's office, we're told to rely on science. Yet on this one, there's a big butt kiss, right? I mean, absolutely no clue.
Yeah, and that's why our movie is unique, because we put our finger on what it is that causes people to, like Bruce Springsteen, stinking rich, if I can use the word stinking.
Yeah.
And yet, utterly depressed to a point of crying, and he doesn't know why. And so many people, I haven't got a clue why I'm depressed. And it's because they've got everything, and they're still afraid of dying. They're still fearful of death. The book of Hebrews says, every human being is held captive by the fear of death, a haunting fear. It's like standing on the edge of a plane 10,000 feet up, waiting to jump, and yet you haven't got a parachute. Well, when you become a Christian, you're given a parachute, so that changes everything. Think of the difference between a man who jumps without a parachute, how terrified he'd be, and he who jumps with a parachute, how his faith in the parachute would give him a sense of peace when he jumps. And that's what it's like as a Christian when you pass through death. And that takes the depression and the fear and the haunting fear of death out of life. And that's the message we've got for this generation.
You know, Ray, it seems like there's an increase in suicides, but is it because of media? Is it because, that we have more access to seeing what's going on? Or entertainers are held in such high esteem. You're seeing these entertainment people, commit suicide in higher numbers. And are the kids just following along? I mean, give me some answers here.
Yeah, I don't know how old you are, Joe, but in the 1950s, you didn't lock your door in your house. You didn't lock your car. People didn't murder and rape like they do nowadays. And it's because America was considered a, quote, God-fearing country. Time magazine says in the 1950s, 98 to 99% believed in God, The Ten Commandments movie by Cecil B. DeMille was the Star Wars of that whole decade. It was just a massive award-winning movie. People just loved it. So people had purpose for existence. They were created by God. They had a reason to live, and they had a hope of heaven, most people. Now, what's happened in the last 15 years or so, 20 years, is there's been a revival in atheism, and that's got its benefits. The benefits of atheism, there's no God, there's no right and wrong. I mean, you can fornicate your heart out, watch pornography, lie, steal, blaspheme, get into homosexuality, and it's not right or wrong. There's no right or wrong. That's the honeymoon. But when the honeymoon's over and the storms hit and all the joys of that kind of fade a little, then suicide becomes an option because there's no right or wrong. When America feared God, people say, oh, you shouldn't commit suicide. God frowns on that. When there's no God in the eyes of a generation, suicide becomes an option. A frightening option for you and I, but not for a generation that thinks they're nothing but monkeys or primates. They've been told that by their universities, and there's no purpose or reason to exist. In fact, statistics say that. They say among people who don't have a belief in God, suicide is much, much higher.
Well, because you're done, right? I mean, you're going through all this pain and sorrow. I'm not making light of it, so don't take it that way. But you're going through all this pain and sorrow in your life. You don't see any light at the end of the tunnel, as they say. And if you kill yourself, that's it. It's over. Black. No more pain.
You're,
and you don't know it.
You fixed it.
So what's the big whoop, right?
Yeah, you fix it. Well, actually, the train, there's no light at the end of the tunnel. There is a light, but it's another train heading for you. So that's what life is like. I'm trial after trial after trial, things go wrong. And, you know, when you're a Christian, you just learn to handle it. You send your roots in deep. You know that the winds blow to send the tree's roots deeper. But if you're not a Christian, you don't have those roots, and down you go. And we've got a whole generation like that. And I'm mortified. I'm frightened. I've never wept so much when I produced a movie as when we produced this. It was just tear after tear after tear when you realize what's going on. Because you don't hear about suicide unless a celebrity does it. You don't hear about the 42,000 or the 20 veterans a day that are taking their lives.
No
the tragedy
kidding.
Of what it's leaving behind.
No kidding. Hey, we got to go for a quick break. We'll be back in a minute. You're going to make me cry. I'm telling you, I can feel it coming on, and I don't cry. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Go grab some tissue. Come on back. We got more with Ray Comfort after this. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon, eBay, and GraceAlley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon, eBay, and GraceAlley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. Radio.recordedvideo.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Yo, Messina!
As strong and flexible as Gumby and Hercules combined.
He's Joe Messina.
I love that guy.
The Real Side with Joe Messina.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again. Just my children and my wife.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. You know what a better country to live in, where we can openly worship, we can openly thank God for the things that we have, for all those men and women who have fought for our freedom. Really, seriously, people, you need to think about the blessings that are in front of you on a daily basis. You know, the poorest person in this country, not that we should have poor people in this country, but the poorest person in this country lives better than, you know, the mainstream, if you would, in some of the poorest countries in the world. We've got a lot to be thankful for. We've got a lot to be thankful for in this country. Anyway, I've got Ray Comfort with me. He joins me to discuss his new movie, Exit, The Appeal of Suicide. Ray is the founder and CEO of Living Waters Ministry, the best-selling author of more than 80 books, including Hell's Best Kept Secret, Scientific Facts in the Bible, and The Evidence of the Bible. He co-hosts with the actor Kirk Cameron the award-winning television program The Way of the Master, seen in over 200 countries. You've been executive producer on the movies Audacity, 180, Evolution versus God, and so many others. Ray, thanks so much for being with me today. I really appreciate your time.
Oh, it's good being here. Thank you.
You know, we were just getting into, and you're so right. Again, I am a trustee on the school board in Southern California, and I see some of these kids. There's, I don't want to say death, but there's a deadness behind their eyes. There's no hope. You know, they look at the future, they look at what's going on around them. There's no excitement there for them. Having a lack of God, and for me, for Joe Messina, if I didn't have a relationship with God, if I didn't have a relationship with Christ, you know what? Life would be pretty miserable. I can only imagine what these kids are going through today.
Yeah, I don't want to make light of it. I'm going to try and lift this a little bit.
Yes.
in the sense that we've got chickens at home. We've got a dozen chickens, and I've learned how to make them lay. Believe it or not, I say to the chickens each morning, "What's for dinner tonight, ladies? Eggs or chicken?" And they pump them out for me. You know what? You know what sends me into worship, Joe? Collecting eggs. Each day I go out there, and I know these chickens are dumb. Seriously, they've got pea brains. They can't train them. They're just dumb chickens. But they do what men do. You throw wheat and scraps off your plate, and the next morning they give you a hygienically sealed package. You can fry, poach, or make into an omelet. Doesn't matter what color food you give them, yellow yolk, white. And it's just absolutely amazing. And you get a rooster, stick them in there, and these little hygienically sealed packages produce a chicken. They reproduce after their own kind and it lays more eggs for you. So I'm just blown away by the genius of God's handiwork. We can't make eggs, we can't make chickens, we can't make roses or anything in life. We can't make anything from nothing. And so my whole life is one of continual worship. I look at the sky and I don't see the sky, I see the hand of God. I look at clouds and they blow me away. Great big puffy clouds with, you know, 350,000 tons of water in the clouds waiting to drop at the right time and bring the earth life. And so when you're a Christian, things change. God opens the eyes of your understanding and gives you a song in your heart. And I hear atheists say, you see, God says to worship him. What an egotist. And you think, you don't know what you're talking about. You see a beautiful painting. You've got to praise the painter. And so when you're a Christian, your eyes are opened up, then giving worship and praise to God is like the bird of an early morning, song of an early morning bird. You just can't help it. And so we just want to reach the world with this glorious gospel and give them hope.
You know, I talk to some of these people and say, hey, what is so bad about getting up in the morning? Look, if you're wrong, I mean, I'm sorry, if I'm wrong, if there is no God, I've lived my life for a higher being, doing better for others, with others, and that kind of thing. And if it's black and darkness when it's all over, so what? If you're wrong, and you've been living like there's nothing else on the other side, and there is, I don't know. I don't think it's an extension cord long enough to turn that air conditioner on for you. You know what I'm saying?
But yeah,
I'm trying to make light of it.
I hear what you're saying.
See what I'm saying? It's like, why wouldn't you try to understand and at least give my God a try? Give my God.
Yeah, open your heart.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I mean, just listen to this. You've got nothing to lose. You have and everything to gain. You know, all these shows.
Can I just address that?
Yeah, please.
Show?
Go ahead.
You know,
yeah.
This is what the atheist believes. An atheist believes the scientific impossibility that nothing created everything.
I know.
That is intellectual suicide. It is insane to believe that nothing created everything. And when I meet an atheist, I say, okay, tell me this, you're an atheist. Do you believe the scientific impossibility nothing created everything? And their eyes go blank, and the mouth goes a little bit like a road tunnel. I say, no, you can't believe that. And I'll say, oh, yeah, well, it's something, but it's not God. Okay, well, you're not an atheist. You're also not an agnostic. You just don't know. You look at a building, and you don't know if there was a builder. You think the building could have made itself. And what you got to do is go to the conscience. Don't stay with the intellect. Intellect's a place of argument. You go to the conscience and say, well, let's see if you're a good person. How many lies have you told? Have you ever stolen something? Ever used God's name in vain? Ever looked at a woman to lust for her? Because the Bible says when you do that, you commit adultery in your heart. And suddenly the issue changes. And they see they're in big trouble on Judgment Day, and they need God's mercy, which is in Christ. So there's a real great biblical way to reach these people, and it's not by appealing to their intellect and try to convince them of something you know that they know in their heart anyway.
Yeah, Ray, I like to, I know maybe it's the wrong way to do it, but I like to play with them a little bit and say, do you realize how much faith it takes for you to believe what you believe? I believe in a God that I can actually tag, you know, with creating this world, creating this universe, and being actively involved in my life. You sit there and have to have faith that out of absolutely nothing, what you call the vacuum of space, which didn't exist, all of a sudden two atoms that didn't exist, that came from something somewhere, you know, found the perfect intersection to collide in this vast big universe that you talk about. Do you understand all the points of faith you have to bring all that together? It doesn't make sense at all. I always enjoy that kind of conversation with them. Well, I don't want to get too far off track here with this because I think this is really important. You know, over the years when you asked me how old I was, I'm going to be 58 this year. So, you know, my teenage years were in the 70s. You know, and I've been able to watch as the decades go through, you see the fads that come and go and how people are influenced by what? They're influenced by TV. They're influenced by the, you know, radio, the songs that they listen to. Now you've got all this stuff coming at these young kids visually. And they're so influenced by that. You know, there's that series, Netflix series 13. It's all about suicide. You know, we went through the werewolf and the zombie. I mean, it's like all this dark, negative stuff that we're throwing at these kids on a regular basis. And we wonder why they're so depressed. Am I off here?
No, you're on. 13 Reasons Why is the Netflix series where a young lady, for those who don't know, the heroine, female hero, commits suicide. But she sends an audio tape to 13 of her friends saying, you're one of the reasons I killed myself. You know, you raped me, you did this, you rejected me. And I watched the suicide scene. I was actually at a Christian school speaking to 200 kids. All the kids, I think, had heard of 13 Reasons Why, and about a dozen had seen the suicide scene. I made myself watch it because of our movie, And I know what special effects are. I know how they do this. But I went to hyperventilation and just started weeping because what you see is this girl fully clothed get into a bathtub, and then she gets a razor blade and slits each of her wrists lengthwise about 3 inches. And as she does so, she's going, and it's horrific. You hear her mother say, "Sweetheart, are you okay? There's water coming out from the bathroom door," and it's just horrible. What the producers have done is, number one, they have caused their hero to commit suicide, so there's going to be copycats. Number two is that they've shown you how to actually do it. And number three, they've forgotten about cutters out there. Cutters, kids that cut their own wrists, mm-hmm. slit them, just make them bleed with razor blades and knives. What they're actually doing is practicing. On exit, I talked to a young lady who's contemplating suicide all the time. I says, "Isn't that scary?" And she says, "Yes, but you get used to it."
Oh.
Cutters are getting used to it. For you and I to cut our wrists long ways with a razor blade and let ourselves bleed is horrific. But someone who's a cutter is getting used to it. And especially when they don't think there's right or wrong and don't fear God and have no purpose for existence and trials are coming their way and they've got this rejection syndrome where, I don't know if you know about it, but we tend to all react the same way. Surgeons will go to a certain part of our body and they know where the heart is, they know where the liver is. We're all made the same. We're made the same spiritually. If we're rejected, we go like this. I feel hurt. I feel rejected. Then there's a self-pity, resentment, anger, hatred, depression, suicide. It's always that way. And that's the way of this generation. They're taken into depression and they contemplate suicide. So that's why we produce the exit, because we have a positive movie on suicide. We don't leave people floundering with no answer. We say there is light in your darkness, there is purpose for existence, and this is how to partake in it.
We're right up against the time, so I'm going to hold this to the next segment, but I want you to think about during the break, first of all, why do people commit suicide? I mean, I realize there's a darkness there. I realize that, you know, they don't see any hope. Actually, let me rephrase that, because we've already been through why people commit suicide. They don't have any hope. They don't see anything. I want you to give us the biblical argument behind, why are we against suicide? Why are we against go seeing God? We've had it here. We're done. Let's just go see the Creator, get this thing over with. I mean, I have Christian friends that actually talk like that. We'll talk more about that on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. More with Ray Comfort right after this. And his movie, Exit, Why is Suicide Becoming So Popular?
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendolite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendolite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back. Or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Over the last 4 years, 3 of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and one was put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
The Real Side. Now, Joe Mazzuna.
My daddy served in the Army. Went off his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard. Till the day that he died, he wanted my mother, my brother, my sister, and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Ray Comfort joins me, and I do appreciate his time with me today. He's discussing his new movie, Exit, The Appeal of Suicide. Now, Ray is the founder and CEO of Living Waters and a best-selling author of more than 80 books, including Hell's Best Kept Secret. His wife, Sue, lives in Southern California, where they have 3 grown children. Ray, thanks for being with me today. God bless you for all the stuff that you do. Well, thanks for being with me today. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. So, in case we run out of time here, tell people where they can find the movie, where they can get more information on you and that kind of thing.
I appreciate that. It's theexitmovie.com. We really do appreciate it when people download. You can go to theexitmovie.com. Gives you the details.
Ray, we kind of talked about it during the break. I want to come back at it now, which is that there is a biblical argument against suicide. But listen, if you're that depressed, you're feeling that down, you feel like you're in that dark space, some people, even Christian friends of mine, say, why not just get it over? Why not just be in the presence of the Lord and finish it up? Why wouldn't I want to just be happy? Help me understand.
Yeah, well, Philippian jailer gives us the answer. Remember what happens? Paul and Silas have been beaten to a pulp, chained up, and at midnight they're singing hymns to God, and all the other prisoners are listening, and there's an earthquake, and suddenly the doors are open, their chains fell off, and that's a type of the gospel. When Jesus died on the cross, there was an earthquake, and our chains fell off. The doors are open, the chains of sin and death fell off, for humanity, and the door of heaven was open. Doors of heaven were open to us. So what a glorious gospel. But the Philippian jailer didn't know the prisoners were still there, so he gets a sword out. He's going to commit suicide. And the reason for that is, in Rome, they had a great way to make people do their jobs. If your prisoner was gone in the morning, you suffer the death that he was waiting for. If it was going to be crucifixion, whatever, so it just meant you're diligent in your work and make sure your prisoner's there. Well, all the prisoners were gone as far as this guy was concerned, so he was going to end it all real quick with a sword rather than be crucified over a day or so. And Paul calls out, "Do yourself no harm. We're here." They were all there. And that's the reason we shouldn't commit suicide. That's the reason we shouldn't. Suicide is doing yourself harm. God did a miracle. And if you take your life, you stop the intervening of God. God does the impossible. You see it with Moses on the Red Sea. There's no way out. Pharaoh's heading for him. People of Israel are moaning. He didn't say, "Let's all kill ourselves." No, he said, "Stand still and watch what God does. Watch the salvation of God." Same with Daniel in the lion's den. Impossible situation. He looks up and there's lots of lions licking their lips and look at him for lunch. What does he do? Hit against the wall, kill himself before the lions chew him to pieces? No, he trusted God, the Bible says, and God did a miracle. So if you take your life, you're stopping God doing a miracle. Job asked God to kill him. Things were so bad for Job, he says, "God, kill me, kill me." But he didn't take it into his own hands and say, "I'm going to kill myself." That didn't enter his mind. That's the mind of a Christian. You don't do yourself harm, because if you do, if you take your life, you're stopping the miracle intervening of God, because with God, nothing is impossible.
Hey, Ray, I got to ask you to speak to some of my Christian friends. This is a common conversation I have with some of my friends, and I don't want them to take it the wrong way. If you're a Christian listening to the show right now, I am not trying to browbeat you. I'm not asking Ray to browbeat you. I'm trying to do this from a loving standpoint. I want to be clear about that. I don't understand, when you have Jesus Christ, when Christ is the Lord of your life, how do you get depressed? I mean, my daddy owns every blade of grass on every hill on this planet. Yeah, do you know what I'm saying? I don't get it, and I want to be sympathetic to them, but I don't get it.
Well, we all have times of gloom. We all have things that don't go right, and it's kind of depressing, but you don't let it take to a point where you want to commit suicide. Charles Spurgeon suffered from severe depression, but he said this. He said, "Sometimes moving from London, the gloom of London with its fog, to the blue skies of the French Riviera lifts my spirits." And it's true. Green gives us a sense of peace. Red makes us angry. If I was wearing red and had red carpet, red walls, you'd soon see red. But blue gives us a sense of well-being. So sometimes it's psychological that we just need someone to lift us up. We need to go move to the French Riviera. Well, that was before terror. That's before terrorism raised its ugly hand. But yeah, sometimes it's a natural thing. Sometimes it's spiritual. Sometimes I get depressed. I don't know why, but we rest not against flesh and blood. But I always have Romans 8:28. It's the great safety net scripture. All things work together for God's good to those that love God, to those that are called according to his purposes. And the problem is with many Christians is they've got one foot in the world and one foot in the kingdom of God. They don't read the Bible daily. I ask congregations all over the world many times, "Do you read the Bible every day without fail?" Because if you do, the Bible says you'll be like a tree planted by rivers of water. You'll bring forth fruit in season. Your leaf will wither. Whatever you do will prosper. And if you don't, you're going to be shallow, and the winds of adversity blow over you, topple, and you lose your peace and your joy. So it's vital that you give everything to the Lord. There's a dumb kid story I heard years ago about a train called Tootle, and the train would come down the track and long to leap off the rails and be free like the little horses he saw leaping around in fields. So one day he did, and all he got was disaster, because the train is designed to run best when it's in the confines of the track. And it's only when you give all to God, you put all on that track, you say, "Lord, I'm yours, every part of me. I wouldn't consider suicide because I know you'd frown on it. Everything belongs to you." So that's what every Christian needs to do. Present your body as a living sacrifice. And then realize all around you there are people heading for hell. There are problems bigger than yours. Get your eyes off yourself and on other people, and that'll really help you. Nothing lifts people out of depression like evangelism. Go and share your faith with someone, and they'll lift you up.
Yeah. You know, in the movie you spoke to a lot of young people, I got to give you credit, because, you know, here you are a stranger. They don't know who you are. You're coming up, you've got a microphone in your hand, and you're talking to them about suicide. This isn't like what's your favorite color, what's your favorite band. This is not what the conversation you're having. You're having a pretty deep conversation with these people about suicide. How did you get these kids to open up to you? How did you get them to trust you enough to talk with you?
It's a fake New Zealand accent.
Oh, yeah, okay, well, that I'll try that. Next time I'm out there, I'll try one of those.
Give it a try. Now, I was amazed. I said, "Lord, I need to talk to people about suicide." I got about four in a row that just opened up, and it amazed me that they did open up, and it showed me that that these young people, when you watch them open up, and one guy says, I've tried to commit suicide, and he says, I tried hanging myself, I tried taking pills, I tried a gun, and the gun jammed, it wouldn't work, or something. I said, three times, he's actually six times.
Yeah.
And to hear him just open up and be honest, and I'm able to reason with him and say, you don't want to do this. And same with the young lady who's been checking online, how can she best commit suicide? So I said to her, would you sell one of your eyes for $1 million? She said, no. So would you sell both for $10 million? No. See how much you value your eyes? So how much more is your life worth? And you don't want to just end it all with a gun to your head. You've been given the most precious gift by God, so don't leave him out of the equation. You know, the Bible is the world's instruction book. The basic instructions before leaving Earth, I think, is the acronym. But it really is, and we have ignored the instruction book. People mock it, but it tells us how to make a marriage work, tells us how to work best as a human being, you know, how to function best as a human being. And it's not to give yourself to this thing called sin. Sin is like heroin. It starts off really neat, and then you become a slave to it. It's like alcohol. It starts off really neat, and then you become a slave to it. And it takes you to death and hell. So it's vital that people hear about what Christ did on the cross, that he proved his love for us by dying on the cross, taking our place, and then and being born again and having a new heart with new desires, with purpose for existence.
Yeah, you know, this is a big deal to young people. I mean, and I don't want to call it a fad. I don't mean it that way, but it's talked about in such an open and easy, I won't say lighthearted, but it's almost like it's common conversation for these young people. When you talk about something enough, right, faith comes by hearing. When you talk about something enough and it becomes more and more acceptable, then it's an option on the table. And especially to my Christian brothers and sisters, you've got to reach out to young people around you. You really got to talk to them about all the wonderful things in their life and the things that God has in store for them. So what do you say to someone who's sitting on the edge of a building? They're ready to jump. They, you know, life is just not worth it for them anymore. And you get that minute to be with them before they make that decision. What would you say to them?
Okay, this is not going to sound like I'm answering your question, but it is. I've got a friend who's this happened in Utah in 2012. My friend's brother was taken by a group of masked men with knives. They knocked him out, cut open his chest, took out his heart, and no one did a thing to stop them. Oh. And it really did happen. And it sounds horrible. Now, let me tell you the story. I've written a book called How to Battle Depression and Suicidal Thoughts. And it begins with this. A guy is on a bridge going to jump. It's foggy. It's the Golden Gate Bridge. And a stranger comes up and says, please don't jump. He says, I'm going to jump. I don't care what you say. He said, well, let me tell you about my friend's brother seeing you're going to jump. He says, go on, tell me about your stupid friend's stupid brother. And he tells him the story I've just told you. And so the guy who's going to jump says, that's sick. That's evil. That's one of the reasons I want to kill myself, because of these horrible things that are happening. And the stranger says, it wasn't horrible. It was wonderful. And the guy says, what are you talking about? And the stranger says, they were surgeons. They were masked surgeons with scalpels, knives. They knocked the man out through anesthesia, cut open his chest, took out his old heart, gave him a new one, and no one did this thing to stop them because he was saving their life. And the guy goes, oh. And he says, oh, indeed. He said, you just changed your mind about something being evil to being wonderful because you were given information. I've got information for you that will change your mind about suicide if you will listen. And then begins a discourse between the stranger and the guy who's on the edge, and it's just wonderful. I got the manuscript back, and this sounds weird, but as I read the manuscript, I started crying. And it's my own book. It's fiction. I made it up. But it's a very moving story because it's filled with truth. And it ends, and you see what happens. The young guy just says after a few chapters, he says, would you take my hand? Lift me up out of it. I got to get out of this place. I've got things I need to do. Because he was given that information that changes the mind about suicide.
Yeah.
And so it's a powerful book. And you get that as a download when you download, a free download as you get exit.
You know, Ray, give people information on our way out here, information about your ministry. Give more information about the movies. People need to see these things.
TheExitMovie.com. The mother of our ministry is livingwaters.com. That's where they can not only link to the free movies and listen to free audio tape, get free stuff, but they can also get our books and other things.
Ray, I appreciate your time. I really appreciate what you do. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure.